Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. Default averted. President Biden will sign the bill known as the Fiscal Responsibility Act today.
The president said his first Oval Office address was a report to the nation on a crisis averted, the bipartisan compromise that's preventing default.
Nothing would have been more irresponsible. Nothing would have been more catastrophic.
Mr. Biden specifically praised House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
You know, he and I... And our teams, we were able to get along, get things done. We were straightforward with one another.
Mr. Biden called the debt bill a measure in which no one got everything they wanted. He said the American people got what they needed. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Hot and humid weather baked the Northeast Friday. CBS's Meg Oliver.
As the Northeast and Midwest sizzled, a raging wildfire in New Jersey caused thick smoke that shut down the Garden State Parkway for a 25-mile stretch before reopening.
It was really still. It was foggy. It was smoky. It was just like, it was like another world.
Philadelphia hit 94 degrees and enacted an excessive heat protocol, closing 90 public schools early that did not have air conditioning.
We can't have our students in that kind of weather.
And cooler weather moves in today. At a security summit in Singapore, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Washington won't stand for China bullying U.S. allies.
People's Republic of China continues to conduct an alarming number of risky intercepts of U.S. and allied aircraft flying lawfully in international airspace. So we will support our allies and partners as they defend themselves against coercion and bullying.
CBS News has confirmed that former President Trump's attorneys have informed the Justice Department that they have been unable to locate some classified material. CBS's Robert Costa has more.
The former president's lawyers have told the Justice Department that they cannot find a document mentioned by Donald Trump on an audio recording from 2021 that has been obtained by prosecutors as they look into the former president's handling of classified records.
And the Justice Department is closing its investigation into classified documents found at the home of former Vice President Mike Pence. No charges will be filed. An advisor to Pence says they are pleased but not surprised. The search for survivors at the site of the Davenport, Iowa building collapse is over. Rescuers are moving to shore up the structure for recovery now. Three people remain missing. And in New Haven, Connecticut, near Yale University, eight construction workers were hurt when the building they were pouring cement in partially collapsed.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art. Artists supporting artists, in their own words.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 61 overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, highs around 92. Lows of aloft around 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Storms possible both days.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Thursday, June 1st. A lot of stuff going on in June. Dom and I both celebrate our birthdays in June. We're Geminis.
Yeah, happy birthday month, Crudy.
I know, I'm looking forward to it. It's like 2 weeks out, but still, you got to start gearing up, right?
You got to wind up, and they got to, you know, soft landing. It takes the whole month.
And your beautiful missus, Steffi, has a birthday in June. And
yes.
Our pal, Roxanne, the senior VP of Civic Media, she's a Gemini, also June birthday.
And your buddy, the former guy, Donald Trump, has a birthday in June as well.
He shares a birthday with you on Flag Day, right? June 14th?
He sure does.
844-967-2789. Oh, no! I just saw the video. Joe Biden falling at the Air Force Academy graduation. Sort of a somber ceremony, and then Joe took a tumble on the stage. Nothing too bad. Uninjured, the current president... But a bit of an embarrassing moment.
Trip and fall, man. I saw you do that in Texas. Don't worry about it. I mean, people trip and fall. What are you going to do?
I did it right in the middle of a street in Texas, man. I could have been a speed bump that day.
You
were. I've done it before. I'm just saying.
Also, you know, at Summerfest, trying to jump over a stone wall.
Well, that was entirely different. That was actually a very athletic, nearly athletic act gone. Sadly and entirely
terribly wrong.
Should I tell the story? We were on Water Street, right? We're Party Street in Milwaukee.
We're just walking out of the Summerfest grounds.
Well, there was a 3 foot high, I would say 3 foot high stone thing. And I was And I was wearing sandals, like rubber sandals with a rubber sole and an open toed. And I jumped up, you know, and I was young and athletic then. I was in my 20s still, a buff guy. And on the way up, the sandal lip caught underneath this stone thing. And I went up.
What you mean is you didn't actually catch enough air is really what you mean.
I think I had plenty of air, but on the way up, because here's what happened. I continued to rise, and then that rubber thing... like created a rebound effect and just slammed my ass on the ground, because it wasn't like I just tripped. It was kept rising to the rubber band effect and then thrown hard on the ground. But to my credit, and, you know, to the credit of my youthful athleticism, I did like the Calvin and Hobbes. I like rolled on the ground, stood up, and did. Yeah, I meant to do that.
Yeah, jump.
And
up.
A lot of people honked at me, didn't they?
Dan? Yeah, it was Summerfest. The end. You know, it's tough getting out of the ground. Sometimes cars were backed up on all the streets, so everybody saw Crudy's action. Not quite like Joe Biden. So what do you think, man?
I fall often. Me personally, I think I would make a poor public official because I would fall off a stage.
That's the only reason why you would make a poor public official.
Well, that's the primary reason. Yeah. Inability to make public appearances without tripping and falling and making a spectacle of myself.
Yes. But of course, Mitch McConnell fell recently, did some time in rehab, man. I mean, he fell hard, hurt himself bad, had a concussion, had issues. You know, he's out and healthy, thankfully, right, I guess. And Donald Trump apparently had to take a swipe, you know, talked about his, walking down the ramp so gingerly.
Even if you have to tiptoe. Because, of course, people made fun of Donald Trump for walking so gingerly down the ramp. You know what comes to mind, of course. I've fallen and I can't get up. 844-967-2789. So, have they passed this debt limit through the U.S. Senate? Because the House, and I got to tell you, I'm actually surprised at the success of Kevin McCarthy. It's going to cost him his speakership, I suspect. But
why do you think that?
Well, the
majority of the Republicans voted for it. He didn't break that rule.
Oh, his caucus is calling for scalps right now, Dom. His, specifically. They're building the gallows.
Hang Mike Pence?
Hang Kevin McCarthy. 844.
I don't see it. You think they're going to come down with a vote and this is going to happen? I don't see that coming.
Well, the vote's coming at some point. Real quick, here in the state of Wisconsin, then we'll get to the phones. The House contingent approves the debt ceiling deal with most Wisconsin Republicans voting yes and Democrats voting no. When you say Democrats, that means Pocan and Gwen Moore. Dominic, the House passed legislation Wednesday evening to temporarily suspend the nation's debt ceiling and avert a potential default as a majority of Wisconsin's delegation backed the effort despite opposition and uneasiness from several members. Now, this puts the debt ceiling off, my understanding, Dom, till January 1st of 2025. And regardless of the presidential outcome, you're in a lame duck. Everyone knows what the outcome of the election is. So there's lower stakes. It's actually brilliant timing, I think. But anyways, both the state's House Democrats, that's again Pocan and our girl Gwen Moore, voted against the bipartisan bill that would suspend the nation's borrowing cap for 2 years in exchange for cuts to domestic programs. And Republican U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany, who opposed the move, U.S. Rep. Scott Fitzgerald ultimately joined the rest of the state's House Republicans in supporting the legislation after reassurances from his conference that the bill cuts spending. Someone do the math and tell Fitzy what's up. Here, and these aren't my tea leaves, but a Republican friend of mine, Todd Alba, well, recovered Republican, hosted the Todd Alba Show. Here's what he reads from the Wisconsin delegation vote. A, Tom Tiffany voted against, right? Well, let's start with the Democrats. The two Democrats, Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore, had the luxury of voting no on this legislation. But I strongly suspect...
Now, luxury, define that. Why is that a luxury?
Because their votes were irrelevant. The margins were sufficient. They had the votes, right? They didn't need the Pocan vote or the Gwen Moore vote. So they could be righteously indignant as good progressives and not vote for this because, you know, we should have never negotiated with terrorists. So they still get to stand their principled ground. But I suspect, and I think Todd expressed earlier today on his show, that if they would have needed those votes, if Hakeem Jeffries had made the call, if they'd have been whipped in the direction, I think they probably would have voted yes if push came to shove. Tom Tiffany, the flip side of that equation, the only Republican no vote, this, of course, a vote against Speaker McCarthy. Now, why would Tom Tiffany be voting no?
Well, here's what Tiffany said. Quote, Congress cannot keep mortgaging the future of our children and grandchildren. Wisconsinites sent me to Congress to shrink Washington and grow the American economy, and this bill failed to meet the moment.
That sounds like a precursor to a guy's senatorial campaign launch, doesn't it, Don?
Do tell.
Well, the vote, if there are tea leaves to be read from these votes, the vote of Tom Tiffany might be a little tell that Tom Tiffany wants to oppose. He's already bought the URLs. I mean, this is not news here in the state of Wisconsin that Tom Tiffany is publicly conjecturing a run against Tammy Baldwin. So the fact that he makes this vote, I think, is above and beyond just being toxic Tom. Because if you're simply going to serve in the Congress, don't you want your leverage in the caucus? Don't you want to back the speaker? I mean, unless you're a real head, it would make more sense for Grothman to oppose.
But
some sort of freedom caucus.
And I don't necessarily disagree, knowing what we know publicly about Tom Tiffany and his, at least, you know, researching whether or not he wants to run against Senator Baldwin. But couldn't Tom Tiffany also take that righteous indignation path that you say Polk and Moore took? He knows the votes are there. And hell, if he wants to, he could have voted if it came down to it. Maybe he would have voted for it if it was the deciding vote on his end. But he has the same luxury, I would contend, as Moore and Polk.
Well, he is the party in power, and he voted against his own party's delivered negotiated settlement with the president. So Kevin McCarthy, his leader of his caucus, again, he's the majority caucus, said, here's our deal. Get in line. And Tom said, nah, I have higher aspirations probably. So therefore, I can disregard the will of the speaker because I ain't going to be working here next year anyways. Right? He's not worried about losing committee assignments or things of that nature. It is my understanding, if you're running for federal office, although I do recall that Paul Ryan ran for vice president and was able to retain his congressional seat on the same ticket, right? But I don't think you can run for two concurrent legislative races. So, correct me if I'm wrong, Dom, not like you know. Maybe Google knows. But I don't think you can run for the Congress and the U.S. Senate concurrently. I think he'd have to give up his congressional seat. And Gallagher, the often mentioned, you know, the golden boy of the Republican Party, he's this up-and-comer here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, he's got the military background. And for a minute there, he stood up to Donald Trump, at least on January 6th.
Just a brief shining moment. It was all downhill from there.
Well, it has been all downhill from there. And he, of course, got this plum committee assignment, apparently some China-related thing. So he ain't ruffling feathers because he voted yes. He's not trying to distinguish himself. He voted yes, probably the same way Tammy Baldwin may ultimately vote on this legislation. So he's not probably going to go out there and carve himself out, give up that committee chairmanship, that gavel, that subpoena power, potentially. He's not going to give all that up for the chance to get his ass handed to him by Tammy Baldwin. But you know there's a guy out there, Tom Tiffany, staring in the mirror right now. He's saying, I'm that guy. I'm that guy. I got to vote no on this. But screw that Kevin McCarthy. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm running for the U.S. Senate.
A vote to put the nation into default is going to be his campaign slogan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was Ron Johnson's position. Ron's a firm no on this. You know, he doesn't say what the alternative would be, but he's a firm no. Come back with us. You better be a firm yes. More Devil's Advocate. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789. The Happier Happy Hour.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 59. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, highs around 88. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 59. Ample sunshine expected Sunday with highs in the upper 70s, chance for scattered showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
From Five Points and beyond, from Southeast Wisconsin and to the world, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm not quite done with all my Googling. I'm trying to decipher, could Tom Tiffany theoretically run for Senate and also be on the ballot as a congressperson? I see varying answers from history professors and others, so I'll do a little more reading while you people are talking. Dom will be listening. I'll be Googling, and we'll pull it off because that's what we do here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Ebone lightly screens them. You talk. Dom listens. Crudy Googles. Mark from the SAC, welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. You can't run for two offices at once. That's my thought on it. But what is his Oscar might change their jingle now for their meat product? It used to be the Oscar Mayer jingle. We all remember it. But and the whole world would love to be in love with us if we were an Oscar Mayer wiener. But so. And
you're going back, man. I mean, we played the jingle in the last hour, but that wasn't the one. The OSC MEYER, right? That's what I remember, Mark.
Yeah, that's another one. But and then there was the Armor Hot Dog one. What kind of kids eat Armor Hot Dogs? But I'm a little older than you guys, so I can remember some advertising from before your time. But I just don't see a jingle going along with Frank that. And maybe I was kind of a bit tricked in between there on that.
If you gave me a 3-minute break, I could come up with a jingle that rhymed with Frank. Frank's an easy one, Mark. Come on, Frank. Got rhymes with tank and bank and spank and
bank. Yeah, and sure. All the kids want to be singing about Frank and spank. I mean, come on.
Getting spanked, yeah.
Spank that Frank. So.
Oh no, do not lick the Wienermobile. That's what they say. Hey, thanks. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
The changing of the Wienermobile to the Frankmobile, while I certainly can appreciate the nostalgia, hell, man, like you said, You know, the jingles have changed over time, but it's just part of life, man. And what I'm not going to do is, you know, like the Republicans get all mad when, you know, a beer company or a clothing company becomes, what, too inclusive. That's divisive if you're too inclusive. So, you know, if you don't like the Wienermobile and you like the Frankmobile or vice versa, you know, just grab a Clements then, or maybe a Johnsonville.
Well, that was the plan all along, man. Usingers? 844-967-2789. Julie from Minneapolis, listening on KTNF, I suspect. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. See, I wanted to talk to your listeners about something. We all know what's going on with the cutting of food support, but not all the facts. I want people to know that everybody in America that has had EBT or food support, previously called food stamps, everybody has had the amount of money cut by approximately 35%. This is before they kick people off or make people work that previously have not had to work. And the reason this has happened, it's happened already, it happened about first part of April, the money for COVID, the so-called extra money, ran out. And so people have been getting extra food support money, extra EBT, because of COVID. And that money ran out. Now, you didn't really notice the raise. You did at first, and it was very helpful. But with the crazy rising food prices that we've had, everybody knows about that, it was like it was not noticeable. So that's happened already. And I know this is going to go down, obviously. This is part of the Republican plan to attack the poor. I realize it's going to go down and get signed. But I don't think people are thinking about the fact, the increased traffic at the food shelf. Now, there's a church about six blocks from me, and they're an official site. This isn't, you know, money from the church. This is an official site that gives out food to people that qualify. People line up, guys, at 5:30 in the morning. They don't open until 10:15. And so if you're a senior, if you're young and disabled, if you're not fast on your feet, you can't go there and stand around for four bleeping hours, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
So that's how things are now, specifically in Minneapolis. I presume it's pretty common around the country. So what's going to happen is our overcrowded food shelves are going to get much, much worse. And our governor, at least, Governor Walsh, has approved $4 million to give to the food shelf, which is probably better than a lot of states. It probably still isn't going to be enough. But I do want people to know that people on food support have already suffered a cut of about 35% because of the COVID money. So, I mean, it's not a happy, dappy topic to talk about, but I just wanted to get some of the facts out there.
Julie, appreciate your contribution. 844-967-2789. The one thing I would say about SNAP benefits, food benefits being given to any American, you're talking about feeding someone. I mean, food. You're talking about giving them substance. That is different in every sort of way, in my opinion, Dom, and I realize there's a cost associated with the production of the food. But you're talking about feeding someone. Who's getting over by eating the nacho cheese or whatever it is that they now provide? The big block.
You know, and any of the money they're going to save around the edges with this deal will be overshadowed by the myriad of Republican tax cuts over the years.
Of course, there's always more money for weaponry, Dom.
Well, you know, the New York Times is reporting right now, GOP demands for more Pentagon money, slow debt limit bill in the Senate. So there's always money for, you know, their priorities.
Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. Make us your priority, would you please? 844-967-2789. Your calls could be next.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 61 overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, highs around 92. Lows level off around 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
You took 120 grand in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, "I don't know how I'd rule." I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Thursday, June 1st, rolling through the happier happy hour. Your calls, they're welcome here, 844-967-2789. And for the record, Dom, there may be no prohibition on running for both the Congress and the U.S. Senate concurrently in the state of Wisconsin. There are some states that explicitly allow running for two offices. They include New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, West Virginia, and Hawaii. And I think there are some states that specifically say you can't run for like two offices at once. You can't run for a state office and a federal office concurrently.
Unless you're Florida and you change the law because DeSantis wants to run for president.
Well, let's not forget, in the state of Wisconsin, Paul Ryan ran for the vice president, right? Mitt Romney's skinny, penciled neck co-pilot, and won re-election to the House of Representatives and went on to become Speaker of the House shortly thereafter. 5 years thereafter, but, you know, shortly. Political terms. 844-967-2789. Jim from Appletown. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm not here to talk about whether you can run or not. I'm here to congratulate you guys on the expansion of your wonderful civic media network. I hope you finally came that whole day when I get to hear some news up in Eagle River.
Well, there's some support coming soon. It might be on a country stick, Jim, but it'll get to Eagle River. It'll bring you your Packers, your Brewers, and soon your Milwaukee Bucks. But our Northwoods talkers, I mean, the Northwoods were enormous, Jim. The Northwoods talk sticks will not get all the way to Eagle River, unfortunately.
Oh, well, we're making progress. And I'm sure there'll be
take
more
what we can get, Jim.
Well, give them real news up there, Jim. We're going to, I'll guarantee you this, Fox News will be gone. All the national news will come from credible sources, let's say ABC or CBS, and we will bring you state-level news, local news, journalism right here in the great state of Wisconsin. That's the commitment, Jim. That's why the network's being built. The next round is to connect through the journalism being done in the local communities, through covering high school sports, all that kind of stuff, Jim, all that, you know, elbow grease stuff that people do, and that makes them beloved in their communities as a media outlet.
The people used to do, I think people have kind of gotten away from.
Yeah, people. Well, Jim, there's not a lot of reporters left in the world. I don't know if you'd seen, and maybe you don't care, but Gannett, the big newspaper chain, runs the USA Today,
yeah,
runs the
not
Journal.
My favorite.
Well, they're going on strike Monday. So what little journalism comes out of the state of Wisconsin in its current form? The biggest one is going on strike Monday, the writers thereof, at least those that are union represented and, you know, march the picket line.
And what I've heard from listening to all the various stations on the app, which I'm looking forward to surfing the app a whole lot next week when you've got all your new programming going, you're picking up some good journalists there for yourselves. And you've got good internet sources. And they're not all one-sided. And I like that. That's good. You guys are doing great.
Well, Jim, wait till we change the lineup. Then I'll get the hate calls and the hate emails. There are some minor adjustments being made to the lineup Monday. We're going to roll out some new shows. Jim, if you like what you're hearing right now, wait till Monday. Because the Maggie Dawn Show is relaunching. Maggie Dawn, 6 p.m. Greatest lead-in ever. And then our friend, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn, a frequent guest on this program. Maggie's going to kill it. She is very, very good. Some would say perhaps more talented.
Award-winning.
Takes two of us to beat one of her. Let's just put it that way. In thought, pretty much anything.
Everything, yeah.
Maggie's, it would have Maggie's to be two of us to fight Maggie in a fair fight.
Right. Thanks for the call, Jim, and for the very kind words. You know, I think that's one thing that maybe is, I don't think about it as much when we talk about, you know, the expansion and these is radio stations and civic media and all, is the actual effort to be putting forward for these journalists to go out and collect and report on literally local news. And in order to do that, you got to have someone on the ground. You got to have someone there, someone getting up and getting paid to go out and cover events. And that is also a huge commitment.
Well, and the other big commitment being made by Sage and Civic Media, 3 times a day, we've always done little 1 minute local news updates, but we're going to roll out a 3-time-a-day comprehensive anchored newscast, 8 o'clock in the morning, high noon, and 5 o'clock. So during the 5 to 5:06 break, yeah. Running up to the Devil's.
We're out of 5 o'clock.
We're going to have a live anchored newscast at the top of the 5 o'clock hour starting on Monday. And this is not a little 1 minute. This is going to be like a 6 minute cast. And at noon, it's going to be 13 minutes. And we've got reporters, guys like Mike Clemens. I sat through the dress rehearsal today. We got some very talented journalists. We got a meteorologist in Brittany Berlow. Mike Clemens is, you know, between the Brewer games, well, the Bucks are done, so he's got a break there. But he'll be heading off to Packer training camp very, very soon. But the report last night, he's got this Miller kid from Wisconsin. And, you know, not only did he bring us good baseball last night in postgame coverage, Brewers did lose today, unfortunately, 3-1 to the Royals. But Mike Clemens also found the local kid. You know, the local kid made good. So even if you don't care about the sports, you're like, oh, man, that kid's from Wisconsin.
Right.
And he just made it big in the big leagues. And he had a big, big hit and helped the Brewers win last night. I am so excited about this greater effort because it's not just about, you know, putting the super coolest radio show ever out in these communities. It's about giving them the news. And I'm going to tell one more quick story, and then we're going to the phones. 844-967-2789. I'm sure I've told you this, Tom. But the former owner of the radio station in Amory, Wisconsin, we now have it call sign WLAK, 1260 AM, and it's playing our voices right now. And the former owner of the station said thank you, and he's a conservative. But he has been so appreciative of the fact that, A, we give a damn about his local community. Someone's providing a local media outlet in his town. B, he gets news, and news from the state of Wisconsin. Because there's big chunks in the Minneapolis outmarket, as they call it. They don't even get news from Wisconsin. We used to live in La Crosse. We used to have to cover news on both sides of the river. You know, you get sick of hearing about what they're doing in Minneapolis in some places. No offense to you on hold, Matt. But, you know, if you live in Amory, most of your news comes from Minneapolis. Right. Well, guess what? Now we give them Wisconsin news. And starting Monday, we've got a comprehensive report 3 times a day. And the town call. The town call, this is a very exciting product. And I'm not going to tell you, but we stole this from the BBC 5. But if our callers, and you got to earn your right on this product, the town call, it's like a noon hour. You can respond to the headlines of the day, but it will be a moderated conversation between callers. I think this is very innovative. We'll find out if it's embraced by our audience soon, Dom. But you represent your hometown. You represent your region of the state. You represent your ideology. And there will be conservatives. And there will be people from up north and from eastern Wisconsin and western Wisconsin and rural and urban. And we're going to have conversations on the airwaves. And you can like them or you can love them. But you better listen. 844-967-2789. Matt from Minneapolis, how are you doing, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Oh, how are you guys doing?
Excellent, awesome, sir.
Oh, groovy, groovy. Now, you know, this whole news thing about, you know, Biden tripping, you know, I know Foxy Spews Lies is going to be, you know, totally, you know, exploiting this, you know. But, you know, when I was, you know, my band in high school, when we weren't playing, we were tripping every weekend, you know. But that doesn't mean anything. Anyway, I just want to know, do you think that Foxy News is going to be exploiting this? And I'll take your comment off the air.
Yes. Absolutely, man. I mean, if it was Trump tripping, we'd be making fun of Trump. I'm sure Fox News will lead with this.
Come on, Trump had toilet paper on his shoe, didn't he? Walking up there.
He meant to do that.
Trump had his hair blown. I mean, lots of politicians have these kinds of thing. The question is, from a health perspective, when I look at it, and I see anybody old, I mean, you know, my mother's old, I see anybody old tripping, I'm like, ooh, you know, damn. But Joe's all right, so that's good. And we talked about McConnell.
I meant to
earlier.
Do that.
Good, he nailed the landing. But it's always concerning when old people fall. So, you know, that's I can appreciate that. But to spend any more time on it than, I don't know, McConnell or anything that Trump did, I mean, yeah, he fell, he got up, move along. Yeah, you see, he fell on his bike too. But when's the last time you ever saw Donald Trump riding a bike? Have you ever seen Donald Trump on a bicycle? I mean, without like training wheels.
I could see him like tipping over a golf cart.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Donald's tipped over a few golf carts, and I'm not nearly as heavy as Trump.
Well, I'm not nearly as athletic as I was when I was a young man, you know, getting thrown down on Water Street, doing a somersault or whatever the case may be. Down only a couple of years ago, I went out to Trennan's Farm, which is near Lodi, Wisconsin. Great corn maze, all that kind of stuff. And I went on one of those zip lines, and I just jumped off from like 2 feet, 1 foot first. And I was wearing Doc Martens, like heavy, thick-soled shoes. And I got stuck right in the corner of four hay bales. And basically, I couldn't walk on my right leg for like 2 months. That's all it took, man.
Curdy,
incapacitated by a hay bale.
You may have been a little thinner, but you were never really that athletic, man. I mean,
it was harder to knock me down then, though. I didn't get hurt. I bounced up like a weeblo.
It was part of the athleticism, right? I mean, dexterity, hand-eye coordination, those things.
Well, define dexterity, because, you know, some guys, like, hand-eye coordination, that's a different thing. Now, I'm not going to tell you I'm the most hand-eye coordinated guy. Yeah, I have an eye dominance issue. But in terms of, like, wrestling in the yard or something, yeah, I'll take my chances with you. I got maybe a weight division or two on you. Yeah. Joe from Madison, come officiate our little scrum. What do you got for
us? Hey, Joe.
I'm loaded for bear when it comes to the, quote, Frank Mobile. Let us be blunt. This is a pathetic thing, a thing that was a name that was designed by a committee of dullards. It's a name that does not speak to our heritage and our history. It is pathetic.
Do you think,
I would bring to the
do you think I, they I'm focus tested Frank Mobile?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. And that's why it's so wrong. I would bring to the attention of the audience that there were two men that were really central to the idea of the Wienermobile. The first was the brilliant Carl Meyer, the nephew of the owner, who back in 36, 38, said, hey, uncle, how about we put a hot dog on wheels? Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that the most, you know, creative, smart, innovative thing that a young man could think of to offer his great ideas to his uncle? And from there comes this brilliant Wienermobile. And then I would add that the second person that we have to think of when we think of Wienermobiles is the brilliant industrial designer, Brooke Stevens. One of the top designers came up with the design for the Hiawatha rail line, Harley Davidson, Willie Jeep, 60 different cars he was involved in. And in 1958, Brooke Stevens out of Milwaukee came up with the futuristic bubble nose on the top or in the front of the Wienermobile, and he incorporated buns for the very first time. We are losing this by going to a Frank Mobile. So I would say, and I would ask you all to think about, what does a Frank whistle do for you? Nothing. What does a weenie whistle do for you? A wiener whistle? That's got class. That's got class.
Joe, you got class. That's a hell of a...
Well done, Joe.
Wienermobile history lesson we've just been granted.
You're welcome, everyone.
I have been Wienermobile edified.
We have the best audience.
It's stalking me, though. I'm telling you, it's like the black helicopters. Makes me a little nervous. They're coming from my crowd. 844-967-2789. One last segment for Dom takes Friday off. But I'll be here, and Ebo will be here, and you'll be here.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
At At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareINC.com to learn more.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 59 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high of 88. Lows around 59 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app. Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is the Shaw. App.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment for us today. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dom, let's go to the phones. Lots of Wisconsinites. Wisco Paul, I'm seeing double. No, PT. Oh, Wisco Paul, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Wisco.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. I hope you have a good 3-day weekend there, Dom.
Thank you for sure.
Yeah, Joe is just an amazing caller. Brings back memories when I was in school down in Madison. You could smell Oscar Mayer. Oh, I don't know, at least 10 miles away.
If the wind was blowing wrong, man, it wasn't a good smell, was it, Paul?
No, it was not, and not. When they had the kill floor going, that was but you knew you were coming to the north side of Madison for sure. But I'm with her. It's got to always be the Wienermobile because I don't know how many times I've seen that when I was growing up, but it was everybody used to stop and watch it. You know, it was like an icon or something. It was pretty cool anyway. So, again, thanks, Joel, for the history lesson. It was cool to listen to that. And keep calling in, young lady. Thanks, Devils.
Thank you, Wisco Paul. My friend Chris had a little history lesson for me as well. Oscar Mayer, of course, this storied corporation that, I mean, basically was so inherent to, I'm using the wrong vocabulary, but it was, Madison was Oscar Mayer. There was such a connection between this city and that corporation. And they left this town with barely a fight from Wiedek. From Scott Walker, if you'll recall. Scott Walker didn't even make an effort. While he was throwing money at foreign corporations, he didn't even make a shot at trying to retain the Oscar Mayer Corporation. I think Paul Soglin made some overtures as mayor, but the state level, there was nothing, nada, no conversations, if I recall. And my friend Chris, who reminded me of that, said, you know, he would do the Scott Walker butt plug mobile. Remember the Scott Walker butt plug?
I do. Our first and only art.
Commissioned butt plug.
Commissioned art piece, yes. I mean, artist limited in Florida, of all places.
Edition with the, you know, the Devil's Advocates on the flat part, the part that you would see.
Yes, if you see the Devil's Advocates logo, you know that means quality.
I've got to say, since we commissioned our friend Fernando down in Florida, I have been so proud and so embarrassed by our juvenile nature in this regard. Well, 844.
Yeah, you seem to be getting along all right, man.
844-967-2789. Yeah, but on the inside, I'm embarrassed.
On the inside, I'm dying.
John from Deerfield, how you doing, man? Go Demons.
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys?
Hey, you know, in 1984, Deerfield was the state runner-up in football.
Well, who was the championship?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Florence.
Yes.
All right, now you go.
Great place to live. Well, I was just going to say that I think we got wiener-snickled, the whole situation with Oscar Mayer. No bun intended, though.
Nice.
John, they still got a pickle barrel in Deerfield? Hopman still got his restaurant, yes, like the pizza joint in town?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They still got all their famous bars and restaurants, the pickle bar. Yep, definitely.
They don't chop up hot dogs and throw them on that thing, do they? Franks, as they're now called, apparently.
Yes, 100%. All beef Franks, because God only knows what was in them before.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for listening, John. Shout out to Deerfield. I lived there for a couple years. I ate at the Pickle Barrel. Damn good hot, I was going to say hot dogs. Pizza. Skip the hot dogs. Go for the pizza. 844-967-2789. Dick out in the garage somewhere. Dick, who are you talking to? Talk to us.
Come on.
Oh, hey, guys. First of all, the whole Wienermobile thing is just, it's crazy when you think about it. I mean, it goes back to the 30s, but I got a story about it. I had a carpet and furniture cleaning and janitorial business in the 90s, and my ex did all the booking, and she, this time of year, took on a call that said, hey, we've got a really big conversion van that needs cleaning inside. And my first thought was like, I just went off. I said, are you crazy? This is going to be, you know, the type of things that go on in those vehicles.
All right, man. Don't bring the black light. Sorry. Bring the bleach.
And guess what showed up?
The Wienermobile.
It was absolutely classic. It showed up at the shop down on Stewart Street off Fish Hatchery Road. And I mean, I'm like, really? And the kids that drove it, they were college kids. And you really go through some stuff to even drive that thing and travel in it.
Yeah, they put you through the rigors. It's like being in the Navy SEALs of Wienermobile driving.
Yes, but it was, I was like mortified. I'm thinking, oh, good, a conversion van at the time of prom and everything, and it's going to vomit and you God knows what.
You don't think anybody ever had a prom night experience in that Wienermobile, Dick?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it is the Wienermobile after all.
I've got pictures of my oldest daughter sitting on the fender of it.
We're going to leave it at that, Dick. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
I got for you guys. One of the original designers of the Wienermobile was actually by Mr. Cootie. He used to live in Middleton.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. Interesting fact. And he had quite the battleship collection.
Like real battleships? Like you sunk my battleship?
Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they were like 16 feet long, but they were real battleships that were like 16 feet long.
Bill, I got to ask you. You're not the guy driving around in the Wienermobile stalking me, are you?
I am not driving around in the Wienermobile stuck.
Well, but keep on listening, Bill. We're going to try to sneak one more call in. PT, last word is yours. What do you got for
us? Hey, PT.
So, guys, what's your beef? Let me be frank with you, okay? the name of this mobile is the 100% Beef Frank Mobile. That's the true name, all right? And I just wanted to tell you that.
So. Mama called it a Wienermobile. I'll forevermore call it the Wienermobile.
Embrace the new. Welcome, Frank.
The Wienermobile is the new black helicopter. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with our friend Joel Clayfish. And Native Roots Radio between here and there. Rick Smith at 8. Keep it locked.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table? Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 96.